Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Day of Giving. It's also World Trick Shot Day. And National Roof Over Your Head Day. It's also Cyber Monday, which is not, I don't know, this. What is an official national day? Exactly, we've talked about this before. Just because this site decides that something is an official national day, under whose authority? Under whose authority are they giving that title? I don't know. All right, so we don't have any contact, but we did have quite a bit of contact on, I guess it was Friday's show. But I realized I didn't really go into much detail for you guys. I feel like we have talked about roles and pigs in a blanket so many times, but I just want to wrap this up because I feel like I told you guys I was going to tell you how everything went over. So the pigs in a blanket for the Filipino Thanksgiving party went over great. They all were eaten. We put them out on the table that had the appetizers, and they were gobbled down. So that was good. And a few people asked me for recipes for the dip as well. And so I think overall that recipe went well. My rolls turned out really beautiful. They were a little dry once they cooled down. And so, but fresh out of the oven, they were obviously. And so I think I told you guys that, but my family loved them. And if you heat them in the microwave with a little bit of a moist paper towel, they are good. And the dip that I made for the pigs in a blanket is great on the rolls. So last night when we had dinner, I toasted a roll. I cut it in half, toasted the roll, and spread some of the cream cheese caramelized onion dip from the pigs in a blanket on the roll. And it was so good. So it was good. And now I'm trying to be back on Noom and calorie tracking starting today. And we'll see how that went. Let's just finish up the weekend. We pretty much did, but we had Thanksgiving. Nothing really to report there. It was fine. It was a dry, you know, we drove back, got Whataburger and had a relaxing meal. And then we started on Sunday. We started decorating. Oh, well, Mark wanted ramen. And so it was his turn for restaurant of the week. And so he said, okay, we're going to do restaurant of the week for Sunday lunch. And I said, that's fine. He says, do you have a problem with ramen? I say, no, it's your restaurant of the week. You decide. I'll eat whatever you want. And so he says, okay, you're going to come home and we are going to come home from church because we were going south and church is north. So I said, are we going to meet beforehand? Or am I going to come home? Are we going to meet at the restaurant or whatever? But he said, no. We'll meet at home because the restaurant is the other direction. So I went home, we go to the restaurant, and he had picked, I want to say it's called Shogun. And I don't know why I'm not remembering the name, but I think it is Shogun. I don't know why that's even a question. But anyway, so I said, that's fine. And I don't know what they have at Shogun, but we've eaten there before, but I don't remember. I know it's Japanese food. I know they have sushi. I know they have other things. So you would assume they probably have ramen. And we get there, and it's a huge Shogun restaurant. They're on a hill in Fayetteville. It's got a wonderful view. It's a really big restaurant. It wasn't very crowded, actually, for a Sunday after church. But we go in, we get seated, and he looks at the menu. There is not one ramen dish on the menu at all. But we've already sat down, so it's too embarrassing to say. And he had already done the research. And I said, well, why did you pick this restaurant if there is no ramen at this restaurant? Because you wanted, and he was really disappointed. He was like, ah, I really wanted ramen. I was in the mood. Do we have any ramen noodles at home? Like I could have as a snack in the afternoon or something. And of course we weren't going to get up and leave, and we didn't have a backup restaurant. So we just ended up eating. But I'm like, why did you pick this if, you know, if they didn't have ramen? He said, well, I Googled ramen restaurants and this restaurant came up. And so I just assumed, and normally he will look at the menu. He'll figure out if he wants to go to it. And he didn't do any of that. And I said, well, and I'd even said to him beforehand, I'm like, are you sure that Shogun has ramen? He said, well, I Googled ramen restaurants. Anyway, Shogun does not have ramen. If anyone, it's a chain. So if anyone has Shogun in their area, it does not have ramen. But I enjoyed my food. I got beef bulgogi and I had it with fried rice, but I also had some noodles on the side as well, because I'm a big fan of noodles when it comes to, especially when it comes to Japanese food, Korean food, things of that nature. A lot of times I'll get noodles instead of rice, but the bulgogi came with rice and you couldn't apparently substitute. And so I had to order an extra side of noodles, but then I had too much and had to bring some home. But we, then when we got home, it was time to decorate for Christmas, and I hate decorating for Christmas. We went to Walmart to get some peanut M&Ms. They have it because it is a thing. When I was little, my mom would always buy candy and put in little bowls at Christmas. And when we were decorating, she would specifically buy M&Ms and she would play. I've talked about this on this podcast before, but she would play the Chipmunks Christmas album. And so we would decorate the tree while eating M&Ms and listening to the Christmas album, the Chipmunk Christmas album. And so I always buy peanut M&Ms, but I would get peanut M&Ms. My brother would get plain M&Ms. I don't know. I just like peanut M&Ms better, but I found out that they released a holiday peanut M&M this year. I think it was an article that was recommended to me by Google or something like that. And so it's a toasted peanut M&M. And so I thought, oh, it's just extra toasty or whatever. And wherever I saw it, either a article or a YouTube video, I don't remember what it was, but it said, oh, they're so good. You've got to try them. They're selling out, yada, yada. So I bought, instead of buying regular peanut M&Ms, I bought these toasted peanut M&Ms. And they have some extra flavor, like a cinnamon or something. It's almost like when you go, there are various theaters that you go to, or even street fairs or Disneyland, or I don't know if Disney specifically has this, but where they have these toasted candied nuts and they smell so good, but they have extra flavor. They have cinnamon or vanilla or something else added to it, right? And so, and they're good when you're just eating like a candied nut with cinnamon or whatever. But for whatever reason, that combination with the outer shell and the chocolate of the M&M, I'm not loving the flavor combination. It's not just toasty. There's something extra, but I bought two bags of it. So we're going to have to finish them one way or the other. And so we started decorating. It is so much trouble. First of all of our stuff is in the attic. We don't decorate the upstairs, but we don't have storage downstairs. I don't want to keep a bunch of stuff in the garage. I don't want to do that. And we put in all this storage in the attic. So all of our stuff is in the attic. But it took probably 15 trips up and down the stairs to get all of the things. That we have two Christmas trees. We have a huge wreath. We have this outdoor stuff. We have a big silver deer, like 2 feet tall, 2 or 3 feet tall deer that is really nice, made out of, it's chrome or silver on the outside, but it's some sort of metal that's plated. It's not solid. And by the time we had done that, I was so tired. I was like, oh, I've got to take a breather. So I sat on the couch then I sat there for like an hour and a half because I was so tired from going up and down the stairs over and over and over again. We got the trees put up. We put a few things around. I hung a wreath. But I could not bring myself to decorate the tree. I was just so tired. I could not decorate the tree. I fluffed the tree, which is my least favorite thing to do in Christmas decorating, that is the tree fluffing. Can't stand it. But I did it. So maybe tonight we're going to get some more decoration done. But we've got to go to the grocery store. I've got to cook dinner. Yada, yada, yada. So I don't know, but I think I'm going to try to decorate the tree before I go to bed tonight. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.